So I don't see anybody on the phone line, so I'm guessing that Teddy Ballgame is standing by some other way, some other weird way of connecting in this new world of people that are texting, things that are crazy like that.
Ted, are you here?
First time on Clean V.
There he is.
Oh, we got an echo. I stumbled over my own words and sounded like Dan there at the start. Oh, my God.
This is Ted Emmerich.
It is.
Oh, Ted. Awesome.
Ted, you're having fun today.
Are you still echoing
to
yourself?
I'm always having fun. No, I can't hear myself now, but it's better than the delayed echo, which caused me to cut off that first word. Feel free to cut
maybe
that
we should
and play
just,
that later.
Maybe we should just do this on the phone.
No, it's fine. I can hear you guys just fine. It's not a big deal at all. What's going on? Hey, you saw a bunch of guys got up and down yesterday,
yeah, I
Jake?
Did. I
yeah,
did.
Tell
yeah.
us about it.
What'd you think of that?
I actually watched quite a bit of golf this weekend. It turns out if you have the disease of waking up really early, no matter what happens the night before, the British Open's pretty nice. It's on.
You're just an early grinder, bro. You just wake up
watching
and you
the tape.
Start grinding.
Grind.
Yeah.
Grind
Rise and
tape.
Grind. Hashtag it. Absolutely. No,
I
man, it was... I did too. You know, it was my first time doing the British Open for Westwood One, and so that meant, of course, doing it remotely. And as a result, many early mornings setting the alarm for 3:45. But man, it was a blast because I think we all had fun on the little ticket again.
So you just did it at your house, or do you have to mobilize and go to some kind of a common location for the Westwood One guys?
Yeah, so for the last two, well, the last three majors, you know, this year, PGA, the U.S. Open, and now the British, or the Open Championship, as they would prefer, I went over to my producer's house. Lives in Dallas, like 15 minutes from my house. Really awesome setup, just phenomenal. You know, the equipment, the, you know, connecting to... you know, wherever they're sending it to. I think it was Denver in this case. You know, there are hubs all over the country. And man, it's cool when, honestly, it's so similar to the setup that you would have if you were actually there at the media center. I mean, you know, I'm not at a hole calling action, you know, doing updates for affiliates. And so I'm watching it on TV like anyone else. And yeah, it was a great setup.
Our producer won't let us go to his house. We've tried.
I've heard.
Yeah. Blake is very secretive about
why
that.
Why is that?
I don't know. One time I even took him a free pizza. I was gifted a Detroit-style pizza, and he came outside.
Yeah.
He met me out front.
With my dog for protection. I don't want you guys anywhere near my abode.
What is this about?
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's really weird.
Ted, you can come over if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Blake, I mean, you're giving them the gift of the needle through the nips later today.
Yeah.
That's true.
So maybe it all evens out.
I'll settle for that.
So, of course, you are on Westwood One, and that is not just giving the ticket updates. This is how many stations across the land?
Oh, gosh, Dan, I wish I had a firm number for you. I don't know how many.
That. Let's approximate. 100?
Couple hundred, probably. And, you know, it depends, right? How many are taking the Masters updates versus another major, the PGA or, you know, the British Open, obviously very different hours when our first update is at 5:16 and the last update is at 3:46, twice an hour. But if I had to ballpark it, yeah, probably a couple hundred, maybe 300 stations.
I woke up... I'm now kind of more early morning guy than I used to be. I used to be a guy that went to bed at 3 a.m. and would wake up at the last possible minute to get here by whatever time we would start our meeting, which has varied over the years. Could have been 11:30, could have been 11. But now I'm early morning guy because I'm a grinder.
Mm-hmm.
I just get up and I grind. I put on the coffee. So I woke up Thursday morning and I listen on the app. The Sports Day Talk app, which is a great way to do it because you can pause and rewind and such. And I heard this update at 6:30 a.m. So this is was heard on the Musers program.
the biggest thing this week is if you do hit it offline, you've got some really thick, juicy rough on either side of the fairway, which you just have to avoid.
And Bryson DeChambeau has found that juicy rough. Three bogeys on the front nine. He needs to cut that back a little bit.
Yes.
Just cut that back.
Thought you would enjoy that.
Tailor-made for the day part.
The thing is, I am so locked in. I can't tell you a closer time I am paying attention more to the ticket than when Ted Emmerich is doing his updates.
You should see us in breaks.
Because it might be, we're like, shh, somebody's trying to talk to us, you know, down line or whatever, and we're like, no, not now. Ted's talking. We're having a TED talk.
Well, you just came up with that, huh? That's great.
Well done.
This was at later in the Musers program.
Justin Rose, using the modified lobster claw putting grip, is 3 under. He'd love to be the first Englishman to...
So, wait.
That feels like as close to the sun as you've ever flown.
That is as forced, yeah. You're on 200 stations across the land. Does anybody say to you, what is the modified... What was it? Hold on.
Modified lobster claw putting grip is...
The modified lobster claw putting grip.
No, you know that one.
Yeah, well, come on. A good number of players on the tour prefer that, right? No? Yeah, I mean, listen, I looked it up, but you have to do your research. You're right, Danny. You can't force it. You can't just try to jam it in there. There has to be some kernel of truth. And Justin Rose does use the claw putting grip. Sergio Garcia has used it. There are a few notable guys on tour that use the claw, and I just added an extra word.
So calling it the lobster. Claw is fine.
Yes.
And lobster
yes.
claw will not cause anyone to really blink.
I didn't hear a thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now, Ted Emmerich, here's how good Ted Emmerich is. He will change these as the ticket day part changes. Then Ted Emmerich's little sayings will change as well. And this one was probably pretty easy to work in.
Yes. Stuart Cenk, Mackenzie Hughes, and Dylan Fratelli are 4 under. That's 2 off the lead. Say what you want about Bryson DeChambeau. Sudden change at caddy, arrogant as can be, but...
We were trying to determine whether you were speeding up your delivery there. I think you were. If you look at the waveform of this,
yes.
You see Ted, you know, has a nice...
meter.
Nice pace, but then, yes, it gets very quick once he gets here.
Say what you want about Bryson DeChambeau.
And I probably could have sped it up even more to pay even more tribute to Saroy. But, I thought it would work there. And, this is the exciting part, right? Because, like you said, with the Open, hey, I'm on during the Musers with these updates. I don't get a chance to use many Musers references. And so we had a blast with that. And then at both the 10-16 and 11-16 updates, you know, to have some fun with Saroy and Norm and Donnie, that's a great part about this particular major with the hours that those updates air.
So on Thursday, I was so geeked from hearing you all morning. We got on the air, and it was right at noon, and it was the first thing I wanted to talk about out of the chute.
Big tease.
And it was just a huge promotion, the most promotion you've ever had,
Ted.
You're
doing this?
What? What am I doing?
Keep going.
I'm just telling a story for those who weren't here on Thursday.
It's,
all right.
We're just resetting.
Okay, I'll listen
People
to your
tune
story.
In all the time. It's a wonderful story, I think. So just told everybody, okay, you don't care what you do today. Don't care what you tune into. We've got a lot of stuff planned, but really focus on the 12:30 update. You're not going to believe it. It's going to be great. Ted Emmerich has been crafting these for show specific all day. He's
catching out of ticket text.
They're on 200 stations, but these are just for the ticket listener. They're just for the P1. And apparently, Ted Emmerich on Westwood One, he does his thing. Westwood One will feed these things. Julie actually is in charge of recording them, and then she will actually replay them. So when you hear it, it's not live. It's recorded and then replayed, but somebody didn't record. This is the wife with the VCR. Is it
Listen,
not?
She's speechless.
Oh, stop!
Ted already knows
Come on
about
now.
This.
So at 12:30 on Thursday, I'm confident you did something awesome.
I'm sure it was. What was it? I guess
no one will ever. Oh yeah.
Oh, stop it! Don't get. Listen, you guys had the Mavs press conference. It was absolute chaos.
Do you have your copy?
I'm sure.
Do you know what you said?
Yes, I do, because I worked the reference in the next day during your show.
What time did you do it the next day? Because I have the next days in front of me here.
Yes, I did it, I believe, in the 1 o'clock hour, so it played around 1:30.
All right, let's see then.
It's a short course without the usual crosswinds today, and everyone not named Louis Oosthuizen is playing catch-up.
An ode to Killer.
Yes.
An ode to Killer, who created the game playing catch-up, where you simply throw catch-up packets.
And again, I reworked it, with what was happening on Friday. But yes, I used that phrase at 12:16 on Thursday. And listen, I did everything I could to try to feed that report to Julie separately. But again, technical deal, couldn't make it happen.
It's all good.
She's kind of checked out. If you want to, say.
I don't blame her. Back
here. Yeah, she made a big announcement, and then she's like, "I'm out."
My tickers are killing it.
Well. And speaking, that's right. And speaking of Julie, that's why I wanted to honor her on Friday with the other updates.
Let's end with that. I just want to play two more before we do that, because I thought they were brilliant and brilliant in the timing. Of course, this was Friday at 7:30. Now, if you're a big ticket fan, you know what's coming up at 7:35 when they come out of break. But how would Westwood One know this?
Phil Mickelson scatter shooting for most of the first 2 days, putting the ball all over the place.
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
Synergy.
That we're scatter shooting.
Junior even messaged me and said, "What timing?" I felt so proud that Junior Miller would reach out. He really appreciated that, and I'm glad that you noticed it too.
We really appreciated this one on Thursday at 1:30, and I think the Rangers appreciated it too.
Louis Oosthuizen, by far the best putter on tour this season, but major champions aren't always the guys with the best stats.
No, to Woody.
Woody.
He's always going to be the guy who has the best stats.
Wow. Yeah.
And then, yes.
It works easily.
Should have worked in Mr. Hat somehow.
There'll be another major.
Wow.
That's going to be a challenge.
How many majors have been in one calendar year? There's been... Seven, right?
Seven in the last 11 months. Yes.
Wow. Jake's just on cloud nine. He's like, another major. I can't believe it.
Whoa. Up and down.
I'm about to have.
Up and down.
Okay. Thursday, the tribute to Julie started. If you can, this was really one for an insider. You had to go back and listen to this again.
Remember when we had the last open at Royal Port Rush? It was 2 years ago.
He did the remember when we had sports and the little giggle at the end.
The giggle made it.
Do you have
it doesn't
that?
Happen without the giggle.
I mean,
like, show me another golf update with a giggle in it. Anywhere, ever.
Remember when we had the last open at Royal Port Rush?
Mino?
I thought if I replayed it, Mino, the computer's a little slow.
Remember when we had sports?
At Royal Port Rush?
Incredible.
See, I should have adopted more of a Zinbin voice there to really stay true to it.
Want to be taken off the air.
This one was also Julie related and for the insider for sure.
Oosthuizen 3-under through 12. Spieth has been animated, wincing and grimacing, even flipping his club after just missing.
You could have listened to that whole one and not really got it.
That's right.
Been animated.
And that's what I was saying when Bananamated was born. I was saying something had been animated, just like you said.
And we never knew. Is that about drawing a banana?
Right.
Or is it about a banana
that becomes animated?
Having sex with another banana.
The banana.
The banana.
So like past tense.
Mated.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to break that down more sometime.
And
God,
then
everyone is so stoned on this show.
What's wrong with us, Ted?
I love it. I love it.
Donut.
And then really, here's the final tribute to Julie on the day she made the big announcement.
Phil Mickelson could use some of his own coffee and maybe some gluten-free pizza to cheer up.
I mean, what?
That one's unbelievable.
Speaking of stoned.
Nope.
No kidding. Well, for that one, again, believe it or not, I Googled this. Okay. Phil Mickelson, gluten-free. And it turns out, wow, like 4 years ago, he tried it. He went on the diet. And so it's like, you know what? Maybe people can buy that. He has his own brand of coffee. He just missed the cut. You know, he shot 80 the first day. Yeah. What better way to cheer yourself up than some gluten-free pizza from
Incredible.
Julie?
They actually tie into his research.
That was going to be my first question. Is Phil Mickelson like celiac or on a gluten-free diet? And you've already dug into it, and he is. You're amazing.
You are amazing, amazing, Ted. You're amazing and amusing.
I try, but I will say this. I think it might be time to retire the bit.
Aww. We're having so much fun.
I know. Listen, we've done all four majors this year on the ticket. Shut up. There's really not much meat left on the bone. I counted it up. I've done like 50, 55 references the four majors this year. And listen, if I would go beyond that, there would be questionable at best, let's say. So
scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Maybe we'll just slide this bit over into our college basketball game of the week.
Yeah. Sure. Ooh. An abortion.
Okay. Oh my God. Exactly. No, that is not making an update. I do want to say this. I can't thank the P1s enough. I can't, for obvious reasons, respond to their tweets. I don't want to draw too much attention to it. We had fun. It's our secret, right? All is P1s, and let's go out on top, right?
Okay.
All right.
That's just my thought on. Hey, maybe
retirement announcement we've had in 2 days on this show.
I know.
We provide the forum.
Unbelievable.
Maybe we just scale it back a little bit at the very least. You know, not
perhaps,
every single
perhaps
hour.
Cut it back a little bit.
Let's cut that back.
Perhaps. Thank you, Junior. Yes,
all right,
very
Ted.
Good.
Well, you're the best. Way to give us all the golf information we needed here on a Monday.
Always enjoy jumping on with you.
All right.
Julie, I love you.
Love you, Ted. We'll talk to you later.
That's
See
the
ya.
Great Ted Emmerich. And this is The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.